All right, Rabbi said, good morning. Let us begin. A good mind. Beginning by thanking our sponsors, Steve and Terry Zinn, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yosef HaKohen, Yentl Mindel Bas David Halevi Bunin Tzvi ben Chaim, and Devora Bas Yisrael Yoel. Our week of learning sponsors, Brian and Melanie Levine, in honor of the Kehillah with Akara Satov, for all of the Shiurim, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with continued opportunities to share His Torah and the Meiras Hashem to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To thank Ira and Miriam Grossman for dedicating the Shiurim this week in memory of Ira's father, Melvin Melech Ben Azriel. We hope that in the merit of our time and Torah, the Neshamos will have an Aliyah and the families in Nechama. And Rabbi say, with that, let us begin. So we are picking up today's daf is Samech 60. And we are picking up Emirat Hashem on Nun Tez Amud Beis 59b. And actually, let's pick up again from the two dots. We began reading the story a little bit, but let's reread it. So this is by the two dots, which are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 lines up from the bottom. Haisa shel Rabim Vahari Yishrab. So remember again, the Mishnah brought down a case where if you have an Irshal Rabim, right, or I should say the Brisa brought down the case, you have a public city, and it still has remained a public city. So what is the halacha? The halacha is that you can't go ahead and make one eruv for the entire area. So it says the Gemara, tells a story, Rabbi Zira, Arva Lamasa de Bei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Zira once made an eruv for the city of Rabbi Chia, for those Shavik Leshir, and he did not exclude anything from the eruv. Also remember again, in an Irshal Rabbim, a public city, there is a concern that the Mishnah espoused. The concern was that if you could carry throughout the entire city, people will not realize that there is a concept of Eruv, or there's a concept of Hotzah, there's a concept of carrying. You know, I was saying this with my wife reminded me that in the community that she grew up in Riverdale, New York, so Rabbi Willig, who's the Rav there, you know, for I think it was one Shabbos a year, would have the Erev down. I don't know if the Erev was actually down or not. To remind people of the concept of Hotzah. I don't know if they still do it there. But interestingly enough, so therefore, that's the Irshal Rabbim. That's the Irshal Rabbim. So therefore, again, in order to remind people about the concept of Hotzah, we just simply exclude one chilek of the city from the Erev. So it says the Gemara, so Rabbi Zera went ahead and made an Eruv for the city of Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Zera did not exclude any portion of the city from the Eruv. Sabai said to Rabbi Zera, why did you act this way? Why did you not exclude any part of the city? So again, interesting enough, Rabbi Zera said, you know, my Zayda told me that Rabbi Chia Bar Asi, when he made an Eruv for the city, he included the entire city. Va'amina, and I assume based on that, Shmamina, Ir Shal Yochev Benase Shal Rabim Hi. I assume based on the fact that Rabbi Chia, in fact, made an Eruv which included the entire city, that this city must have originally been an Ir Shal Yachid, we'll call right an individual city with less than 600,000, that then became an Ir Shal Rabim. So if you remember again in the Mishnah, if you have an Ir Shal Yachid, which became an Ir Shal Rabim, halacha l'maaseh, you can include the entire city in the Eruv. We're not concerned that people will forget about the concept of Hotzah, of the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos, because people know that originally this was an Ir Shal Yachid. Amar Lei, so Abai said, that's not what I heard. L'didi amruli hani sabi, hahi ashba havele mechad gisa. No. I heard that originally, so in other words, this is Abai speaking now. So I heard that originally when Rabbi Chia went ahead and enclosed the entire city, that's because the city had a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but on one end of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was a garbage dump. It was a garbage dump. So supposed to remember again, the only time that a city becomes an Irshal Rabbim is really again, if it has 600,000, but it also has Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, lav dafka that the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to go ahead and be 16 amos wide, but it does have to be open on both sides. The moment that it's not open on one side, so therefore, again, so I heard that their public thoroughfare used to have a garbage dump on one side of the road, thereby closing it off. So the Gemara says, V'hashta, Vahashta, the Panyave Ashpa, Havile Kishne Psach, and Vahasir, and therefore I say, but you know now that garbage dump is no longer there. And if the garbage dump is no longer there, then ultimately again this becomes like a Rish Sarabim that has two entrance ways, and it should be Asir. In other words, Asir will say that you shouldn't be able to enclose the entire city. Amrle Lava Datai, so we'll say very, very simple. Rabbi Zeir says, okay, you're right, I didn't know. But it's such a mussar. You know, sometimes when we do something and then we're confronted by the fact that what we did was wrong. I don't mean like wrong, like illicit or legal, just incorrect. So often human nature is to dig your heels in, right? I'm not wrong. Such a mussar in this. Rabbi Zeir says, look, you know what? I made an Erev. I didn't exclude anything because I thought things were a certain way. Now Abai, you explained to me that I was incorrect. I was incorrect. My understanding of the history of the city was incorrect. I'm old. What a mussar. Everybody's wrong at some point in time, and some of us are wrong a lot of the time. But at the end of the day, to be able to have the humility to say, if I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong. Now let's go and correct it. Incredible. Says the Gemara. So let's listen to this interesting case. So Rav Ami asked the following question. Sulam mikan upesach mikan mahu. So let's listen to this interesting question. What happens if halacha lemaisa, you have a Rosh Hashanah, and on one side of the Rosh Hashanah ultimately again is an entranceway, and on the other side is a ladder. So just to illustrate for this to you a little bit. Yeah, in other words, The picture is kind of obvious. Meaning you have, just imagine you have Rosh Surabim. Now we'll say, watch this. On one side of the Rosh Surabim, you have a Surah Sapesach. Right? So you have an entrance, right? The other side of the Rosh Surabim is actually a wall. But there's a ladder that's attached to that wall on either side of the wall that allows you to easily get up and down the wall. Okay, so let's just remember what we've just got finished saying is if you're a Surabim that's open on both ends, you really can't make one Erev for the entire city. See, now the Shiloh over here is what's the definition of being open on both ends? What happens if on one end there's a wall, it's enclosed, but there's a ladder on either side of the wall? So technically speaking, the possibility for pedestrian traffic up the wall, down the wall, he's very much there. I'm supposed to listen to this. I'm really hawking. I'm a Rav. This is what Rav said. Sulam, when it comes to a ladder, Toras Pesach Halav. Rav held, it's actually very interesting, Rav held that halacha lemaisa, a sulam, a ladder, has the status of an entranceway. Interesting, right? The ladder has the status of an entranceway. Rashi says over here, sulam. Rashi says, sha'olim v'yardin bochut l'chomas. So you have a ladder that's specifically there to allow you to get over the wall, right? Up the wall, down the wall. Halacha lemaisa, that has the status of an entranceway. Amru Rav Nachman, lo sasitule. So Rav Nachman said, don't listen to that. The Gemara says, Amrav Ada Amrav, sulam toras pesach alav. So let's listen to this. Rav Ada said in the name of Rav, no, that a ladder has the status of a mechitza. Has the status of a mechitza. So the Gemara said, I'm sorry, sulam toras pesach alav, toras mechitza alav. So Rav Ada said in the name of Rav, that actually a ladder could have the status of both a mechitza, a wall, as well as an entrance. So take a look at Rashi. Toras mechitza alav kilomar, eino mevatel esastima lios kepesach. So we'll say, when we say that a ladder is like a wall, we'll say, what does that mean? Essentially, what it means is a ladder, the presence of a ladder does not negate the presence of the wall. So for example, so again, here's the Nafkamina case. If you have a city, on one side there's a wall with ladders, and on the other side is an entranceway. So is that considered to be a Rosh Surabim Mefulash? Is that an open Rosh Surabim or not? Well, it depends. If you hold that the presence of a ladder essentially creates an opening, then that Rosh Surabim is open. But if you hold that the presence of a ladder does not negate the presence of the wall, that's what the Gemara means when it says the ladder is like a mechitza. The ladder is like a wall. So we'll say again, just when it's a ladder is like a wall, what it means is the presence of the ladder does not go ahead and negate the presence of the wall. So the Gemara said, let's analyze this. So we'll say, so according to this second version of Rav Ada's version of Rav essentially says that ladders have this duality, this dual personality. Sometimes they can operate as an entranceway, and sometimes they operate as a wall. Toras mechitzalov. When we say that a ladder operates as a wall, kida amron. So say that's what we said before. In other words, the Gemara is suggesting when that's the case that we're asking about. When you have a surabim that's open on one side and a wall with ladders on the other side, the question is predicated on the possibility that a ladder operates as a mechitza. Toras pesach halov. When do you see that a ladder could operate as an opening, as an entranceway? Besulam shebein shtei chatzeros. We'll say this is actually an interesting case. So imagine for a moment you have a home. You have two chatzeros, two courtyards. There's a wall in between the two courtyards, but there are ladders on either side of the wall. So generally, when there's a wall between two chatzeros, so halacha lemaisa, that ladder would prevent the two chatzeros from, that wall would prevent the two chaseros from entering into an eruv with each other. So as I say, so the shaila is over here. In this case, you have ladders as well. So what's talacha? So the Gemara says, Torah says, Ratsu echad ma'ariv, Ratsu shnayim ma'arvin. So I say, very interesting, the presence of the ladders along the walls of the wall between the two chaseros essentially says as follows. If the two chaseros want to treat themselves as two distinct areas with two distinct eruvin, then that works. But aloch lemaisa, if they choose to join into one eruv, that works as well. So says the Rabbi, so what does that show you? That shows you that a ladder could operate, in fact, as an entranceway. Umi amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say this? From Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So this is an interesting case. So you have people who live in a chatzar and people who live on a mere peset. So we'll say, so actually, interestingly enough, this is kind of exactly what it sounds like. If you could, I'm sorry? Thank you, Mashi. So this will be picture 222. If you're looking on the WhatsApp, Mashi just sent it out on the chat. So this is picture 222. So you can see Rabbi says, so you have a chatzar, and then you have a mere peset. Quite literally. I see, Michael Langbaum, Jerry Wolaski look like they're both sitting on their mere pesets in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Zachisem. So says the Gemara. So that's the case over here. So you have a chatzar. You have a chatzar, and then you have a home in the chatzar. The home in the chatzar has two stories. The mere peset is the terrace of the upper story. So as you can see at picture 222, you have a ladder which extends from the chaser to the mir pasas. It says the Gemara, Vamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Anshe chaser va Anshe mir pasas, Sheshachahu, Velo tap of samech, Velo irvu. So as I said, ideally, the people of the chaser and the people of the mir pasas would join into one eruv. What happens if they didn't? What happens if they didn't? They didn't join into one Erev. So what happens then? Im yesh lifnehem daka arba'a ina oseres. Well, listen to this. If at the entrance you have the ladder, someone constructed a small little doorway. A small little doorway. Rashi says over here, Rashi says, daka pesach katan gova arba'a ina oseres. Well, supposed to say, if there's a small doorway, even just four tfachim, in front of the ladder, then halacha lemaisa, ina oseres. If there's a small ladder, if a small doorway in front of the ladder, I will say, indicating that the merpeset is really a reshus, it's really a domain onto itself, then the failure of the merpeset and the chaser to join in a joint eruv does not preclude carrying in either of them. Ve'im lav, but if halacha lemaisa, there was no doorway constructed in front of the merpeset, then halacha lemaisa, they're one area. And if there one area failure to join in a common eruv will prohibit carrying. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? Look at Rashi in Lav Oseres, Alma Toras Pasach Halav, Bafi Luchumra. So we'll say, you see from here that Halacha Lamaisa, a ladder really has the status of an entranceway. Because we'll say what it's saying is like this, the presence of the ladder essentially creates an entranceway between the Chatzir and the Mir Pasat. So therefore, ideally they're supposed to join in one eruv. The only exception is if they constructed a doorway around the base of the ladder, essentially making the merpeset like its own domain, then they need not join into one eruv. But in the absence of that daka, that little doorway, halacha lemaisa is supposed to join into one eruv, which shows you that what? That a ladder has the status of an entranceway. Hacham askinon, what's the case over here? Bidaloga vo merpeset asara. But it's actually talking about a terrace, a merpeset that is not more than 10 tfachim high. Oh, if it's not more than 10 tfachim high, we'll say then what? then it's actually part of the ground of the chatzar. V'i lo gavah mirpeset asara kika avidaka mayhavi. But I don't understand. If the mirpeset is not more than 10 tefachim high, then what does the creation of an entranceway around the base of the ladder do? To which the Gemara says, what's the case? The Gemara says, b'migufefes. Oh, we'll say, what's the case here? The case here, and this is picture 223. The case is where the mirpeset is actually enclosed. So even though the height of the mirpeset is less than 10 tefachim, halacha lemaisa, the mirpeset is actually enclosed. But watch this, says the Gemara, migufefes ad asara amos. And then there is a breach in the fencing, but the breach is less than 10 amos. The creation of the daka, the Kisrbo says, so once you, it's less than 10 tefachim, but it's totally enclosed, there's a breach in the enclosure, the breach is less than 10 amas, the presence of the daka, of the little entranceway by the base of the ladder, essentially renders the mirpeset a separate domain, in which case it would not need to join into an eruv together with the chatzar, but halacha l'maaseh, the absence of the daka ultimately again would require them to enter into a joint eruv. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, kosel. So we'll say so fine. So therefore, what we're beginning to see over here is as follows: we have fundamental machlokes about the status of a ladder. So in the first version of Rav, Rav said that a ladder is treated like an entranceway. Rav Ada's version of Rav is essentially saying that a ladder has this split personality. Sometimes it's like an entranceway, and sometimes it is like a mechitza, sometimes it's like a wall. So another ladder case. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kosel sheratzva bisulamos. We'll say, what happens if you have a wall? And halacha lemaisa, you went ahead and you literally had ladders all across the wall. Ladders all across. It's not just one ladder. Multiple ladders all across the wall. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Afilo b'yeser me'eser, toras mechitza alav. Even if halacha lemaisa, there, because here you can see, this is picture 224. So again, I'm about to say, you can see in this case over here, it's not just one ladder, but again, multiple ladders lined up by one another across the wall. So the Gemara Sefila B'yasra Me'asra Toras Mechitza Alov. In this case, I'm about to say, Halacha L'maisa, ultimately, again, it has a Toras Mechitza. In other words, I'm about to say that Halacha L'maisa, we don't treat this as if the wall has been breached, but rather, again, the presence of the ladders does not negate the fact that there is a wall dividing between these two reshuyos. So it says the Gemara. So we'll say, look at Rashi. So we'll say, the idea over here is, you see, the reason Gemara is quoting this is that halacha lemaisa, according to this opinion, the presence of the ladders, even multiple ladders, does not negate the presence of the wall. Romili Rabbon Rav Yehuda, b'matzarta de bay Rav Chanina. So Rav Berona raised the question to Rav Yehuda in the wine press of Rav Chanina. Mi amar Shmuel Toras Mechitza. Love, does Shmuel really hold that a ladder has the status of a mechitza, or like better said, so like we said before, that the presence of the ladder does not negate the wall? V'ham Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. If you have people who live, we'll say, going back to the same case before, you have people who live in the mirpeses, right? And people who live in the chatzar, sheshachu v'lo irvu. Ideally, they meant to join in one eruv, but they didn't do so. Im yesh lefaneh daka arba inas oseres, if there is a small doorway, a small entranceway of even four tefachim, ultimately by the base of the ladder, so then failure to enter into an eruv with each other does not prevent either rishus from carrying, because the presence of the small doorway essentially renders the mirpeses its own rishus. Ve'im lav, but if there's no daka oseres, then failure to join in one joint eruv will prohibit carrying one upon the other. So we'll say, so what do you see from there? You see from there that halacha lemaisa, a ladder doesn't have the status of a mechitza, but rather a ladder has the status of a pesach, of an entranceway. First wide line, Samech Hamad Aleph. Hacha Mayaskinon, what's the case here? Hacha Mayaskinon, Delo Gavah Mirpeses Asara. But I'll say the case we're dealing with over here is that the Mirpeses is not 10 tefachim tall. It's less than 10 tefachim. But if the merpes is not 10 tefachim tall, and therefore effectively, just like the chatzar, then halacha lemaisa, again, what does it matter if you're making this doorway or not? If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, by definition, it's part of the chatzar, to which the gemara says b'megufefes. We're talking about, again, an enclosed merpeses. Ad eser amas, with a breach of up to 10 amas. Dechevan de'avid nako, istaluki istalik mihacha. Since they went ahead and they enclosed it, they made that little doorway, the presence of the doorway by the entrance of the ladder essentially removes the rishus of the merpeses, ultimately from the chatzar. Okay, but it's an interesting story. Hano be kakunoi, the asil kamei de Rav Yosef. Listen to this. So the people of Kakunoi came before Rav Yosef. Amrulei, havlon gabra, de arav lon masin. Can you send someone from your base medrash who can make an eruv in our community of Kakunoi? Amrulei labai, so Rav Yosef said to Abai, zil arivlu, do me a favor. I'm dispatching you, I'm sending you out to Kakunoi. Go make an eruv in Kakunoi. Well, listen to the instructions that Rav Yosef gave Tabai v'chazi to lametzavcha alav b'bei midrash. Also, listen to this. But make sure no one complains about your eruv in the base medrash. So, you see what's happening over here? Rav Yosef says to Abaye, listen, I want to make sure that everyone holds by your eruv. See what I say? Isn't this great? See, the discussion of I don't hold of the Eruv, right, is not a new one. It's not a new one. This has been part of the Jewish people for a very long time. So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, make an Eruv that everybody holds by. I don't want it to be that in the base medrash I'm going to hear, this one does hold to the Eruv, this one doesn't hold to the Eruv, none of that. So I say, Abaye goes to Kakunoi. Listen to this. Azul, chazal ahun basi de psichi lenara. So we'll say, so remember again. So Kakunoi was an Irshal Rabbin. So therefore Abaye understood that Rabbi says, as the Mishnah taught us, that Allah Chalmais, you have to exclude a part of the city from the Erev, right? Whenever you have an Irshal Rabbin, you have to exclude a part of the city. So Abaye is looking for what area can he exclude. So what happened? He saw chazal ahun basi de psichi lenara. He saw these homes that opened to the river. Now we'll say, it was riverfront property, but halacha lemaisa, again, it only had an entranceway to the river, had no entranceway to the rest of the city. So the Gemara says, Amar hani lehavi shir lemaso. He said, okay, you know what? We'll take this row of homes, this row of waterfront property, and halacha lemaisa will make this the excluded part of the city. Hadar Amar in ma'arven es kula tanam. Then he thought to himself, you know, the Mishnah says that if you have an Irshal Rabbim, you cannot include the entire city in the Eruv. Michlal, di'iboi le'iruve matzi ma'arvi. Now what it sounds like is that halacha lemaisa, if you wanted to include the entire city in the Eruv, you could, you're just not allowed to. So the Rebbe says, so what was the problem? The problem is these homes in general, because they did not open up into the city, could not really be included in the Eruv as well. So what Abaye was clearing was like this. I have to leave out part of the city, but from the Mishnah's wording, it sounds like the shear, the part that is excluded, has to be something that technically could have been included, but Radafka excluding it, these waterfront homes, the truth is, could have never been included in the Eruv of the city. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, there's no entranceway to the city. Their entranceway faces the water. So maybe, therefore, because they couldn't technically be included in the Eruv, therefore what? They can't count as the excluded area. So the Gemara says, Ella I avidlu kavi di boyle ruve derech lomus matzarim. So I said, you know what, no problem. I'll just make windows in these waterfront homes. We'll carve out some windows. That way, again, the window kind of acts as an entrance to the city as well. And then we could use this row of waterfront property as the excluded area. Then he said to himself, Hadar Amar, lo boy. Then he said, no, I don't think I need to make windows in order to make them the excluded area. We actually had this case. This is the picture in Rashi, if you see. Rabba Baravu Rabosai went ahead, and in the city of Mechuza, they had this very interesting setup. You had multiple mavuos, each of those rows in Rashi is a mavoi, and again, I'm sure you have a picture. And actually, there is no picture of this in the back, in the pictures. But you have it over here in Rashi. Each of these rows consists of multiple mavuis, chaseros, and mavuis. Those middle rows, which are technically Rosh Sarabim, had these large trenches into which people would throw day pits, which were used as like a trough for communal animals. So we'll say, so what ended up happening over here is Rabbi Bar Avua would go ahead and make a separate Erev for each row. Now this was an Irshal Rabbim, but he would make a separate Erev for each row. And I will say the way it worked is so let's say this row's A, B, and C. He'd make a row, an Erev for A, an Erev for B, an Erev for C. But because this is an Irshal Rabbim, you have to exclude something, it's no problem. B was considered to be the excluded area for A, C was considered to be the excluded area for B. A was considered to be the excluded area for B. And B was considered to be excluded area for C. So on and so forth. So you see from here that halacha, and I will say, now I want to point out, there was no possibility for making one comprehensive Eruv for the city of Mechuza. So you see from here, I will say, that's what? That halacha lemaisa, to exclude something from the Erev of the city does not necessarily mean that that area could have been included. In other words, something could serve as the exclusion, even if halacha lemaisa technically it could not have been included. So the Gemara says, Hadamar, then Abai said to himself, no. Lo dami, hasam ibay la'aruve derech gagos, vahani lo ma'arvi. So Abai said, well, here's a difference. In Mechuza, actually, technically, you could have made a joint area for the city. How? Because we'll say apparently in between rows A, B, and C, there were connected rooftops. So you could have made an area vis-a-vis the connected rooftops. Here, with the waterfront property, without the windows, there really is no way to include these homes in the area. Hilchach na'avdin kavi. Therefore, Abai goes back to his original idea. You know what? Let's just make windows. Let's make windows. If I make windows on the side of the homes, riverfront homes, facing the city, they could join the city through those windows, inshallah, Yisrael. Hadar Amar, Kavi Nami Lobai. Then he says, no, I don't need to make the windows. I'll tell you why. Dahu Beitivna Dahavile Lamar Bar Pupidasa, Mi Pumpadisa, Vishavi Yashila Pumpadisa. I remember saying, but there was this there in Pumpadisa, Somar had this storehouse for straw. I will say, obviously, again, that did not have an entranceway to the city. Yet, again, it was used as the excluded area for Pumpadisa. Rashi says over here, Dahave Beitivna, it's the fourth white line in Rashi, Varmin Lekaman Alakar B'Shem, Delo Boi Nun Dirun Lashir. So I'll say, so here's an example of using even a non-domicile area, ultimately, again, as an excluded area. So you see from here, that in order to go ahead and be excluded from the Eruv, you need not to be something which could be included in the Erev. You don't even really have to be a domicile. So therefore, again, I could certainly use these riverfront homes, and I don't have to start the construction project of making windows that face the city, to which the Gemara says, Amar Hainu, so we'll say, so listen to this. So you see, Abaye is going back and forth. Now, it sounds like at the end of the day, what happened is Abaye made the Erev. He used the waterfront homes as the shear, as the excluded area from the Erev. He did not make windows in it because halacha lamaisa, it wasn't as already said to himself, Amar Hainu da Amar Limar, Chazid lo mitzav chalei b'vei midrasha. So Abaye says, you know, now I know what Rav Yosef meant when he told me, make an Erev that no one's going to complain about in the base medrash. So I realize that this is actually quite complicated. And I think the bottom line, the unwritten part of the story is someone definitely complained. Right? So someone definitely did not hold of the Erev. But at least, fascinatingly enough, you see the process that Abaye went through. So the Gemara goes weiter. Ela imkin asa chutz lakir chadash. So we'll say, remember again, if you are making an Erev, an Yerushal Rabbim, you have to exclude some area. Now the Mishnah said you have to exclude the area kir chadasha. We'll say, now chadasha doesn't literally mean like a new city. That's how we read it in the Mishnah. But this is actually the name of a city. Chadasha was a city in Yehuda that had 50 residents. So Tanya, Amr Yehuda, ir achas haisa Yehuda, v'chadasha shmo. Basically says, there was a city in Yehuda, and its name was Chadasha, v'hayu ba nun diyurin. And there were 50 residents who lived there, anoshim, noshim, etaf, men, women, and children, uba hayu misharim chachamim v'hiyay sashir. And Arabos say, so there was nothing unique about Chadasha, except that it became like the paradigmatic example of a self-contained small entity. And therefore, Chazal just used that as an example, that if you are making an Erev, an Irshal Rabim, you have to leave out an area. How much of an area? Like the city of Chadasha, meaning 50 residents. Ibailahu. Chadasha mahu. So we'll say, interestingly enough, what about Chadasha itself? And we're supposed to, the Gemara is asking over here is as follows. Look at Rashi. Chadasha mahu. Le'iruve be'an pe'nafsha kula bloshir. Let's say, we'll say you want to make an Eruv for the city of Chadasha. Does Chadasha itself require an excluded area or not? Chadasha, the Gemara says, Chadasha ki echid ihu hav yeshir l'gdola, gdola nami hav yeshir l'ktana. So we'll say, well, Chadasha, the same way that ultimately, again, that Chadasha would be the excluded area for a larger city, so too, again, a larger city can be the excluded area for the smallest city. So we just saw this before. This was the case of Mechuza, that you could have a situation when you have distinct areas, that one, each area could be a shear for the other. Elokein Chadasha Mahu. Rather, what the Gemara is asking is not Chadasha itself, but rather if you have a city like Chadasha. Rashi says, Kein Chadasha, Ir Kitana Acher Shalund Yurin Ve'in Smucha L'Gdola. So it says, obviously, if you have, like, the city of Chadasha, which is next to a larger city, then obviously, when you make an Erev in Chadasha, the larger city is considered to be the excluded part. Just like when you make the Erev in the larger city, Chadasha is considered to be the excluded part. But what happens if you have a standalone city like Chadasha, a small little city like Chadasha? You want to make an Erev around it. Is there an obligation to go ahead and exclude some area? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Chad Amar Ba Yishir. One opinion said that you require to exclude some area, but Chad Amar Lo Ba Yishir. But the other opinion said that Halacha Lamaisa, you are not obligated to leave out any amount. So machlokas. Reb Shimon Amar Gimel Chatzeros. Well, remember again, Reb Shimon disagreed in the Mishnah, and he said that halacha lamaisa, you have to go ahead and exclude Gimel Chatzeros shel shnei batim. Three Chatzeros, right? You have to exclude an area of three Chatzeros with at least two homes in each Chatzer. So it says the Gimel Reb Shimon Amar Gimel Chatzeros Amar Chabar Goryo Amarav halacha Reb Shimon. So again, we'll say one opinion says, Rav says, Lacha falls Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak, Momar, Afilu, Bayis Echad, the Chatzar Achas. Rabbi Yitzchak says, all you need to really leave out is even one home or one Chatzar. Chatzar Achas, Sakataitcha, one Chatzar. We'll say, now that sounds like one Chatzar, even if it doesn't have a home. Ela'ima, Bayis Echad, the Chatzar Achas. Rather, again, we'll say, what Rabbi Yitzchak was saying is that Halacha Lamaisa, even one home and one Chatzar is enough of a shear. Amalei Abayi Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yitzchak, Gimara Usvara. That which Rabbi Yitzchak said, that Allah Lamaisa, one house and one, even just one house and one chazar, that's enough of an exclusion. Tell me, is that a Gemara? Is that a tradition he received? Or is that a Silara? Is that a logical argument, a logical position that he came up with? Supposedly, listen to this. Says Abayi speaking to Rabbi Yosef. Supposedly, remember again, same Rebbe Talmud relationship. We saw Rabbi Yosef got the call to establish the Erev in Kukiani, right? So ultimately, again, so Abayi, he sent his Talmud Abaye. So now Abayi is asking Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe, tell me, Rabbi Yitzchak Shita of one chutzah, one home, is that a svara or is that a gemara? So Amrlei, my nafka lachamina, my lafka lachamina. So Abayi says, so Rabbi Yosef, back to Abayi, what does it matter? That's his position. Amrlei, gemara, gamor, zamurta tehe. So he says, listen to this. Abayi says back to his Rebbe, if it's a tradition that I want to learn, should I make it like a song? Which I will say is a phrase you find very often when people want to be exact with their learning. The idea being that halacha lamaisa, what Abayi was saying was, it's important to be precise in the transmission of knowledge. So it's not enough to know Rabbi Yitzchak's position, but halacha lamaisa, again, halacha lamaisa, is it a svara? Is it a gemara? And Abayi was saying that because, we'll say, Torah is not a song. Meaning that a song, if you don't know all the lyrics, you could fake it a little bit. But Lamaisa, when it comes to Torah, there must be precision in your knowledge. Mishnah. Misha hayu b'mizrach v'amar libno arev li b'mariv. So let's listen to this. Someone was standing in the east, and he said to his son, make for me an Erev in the west. B'mariv, or a person was standing in the west. V'amar libno, and he said to his son, arev li b'mizrach, make for me an Erev in the east. So let's say now the son puts down the Erev. So if there's 2,000 Amos, between the individual, ultimately again, and his home, but more than 2,000 amas from his present position to his Eruv, mutar lebeisova asur le'eruvo. Suppose it makes sense, right? So again, obviously I asked my son to put an Eruv in the east, right? So if there's more than 2,000 amas, if there's 2,000 amas to me and my home, I can go to my home. If there's more than 2,000 amas between me and my Eruv, I can't get to my Eruv. So the Gemara says, va'asra le'eruvo, le'eruvo apayim amo, le'beiso yasamikan. But if there's 2,000 amas between me and my present position and my Eruv, I can go to my Eruv. But if there's more than 2,000 amas between me and my home, asra le'beiso mutar le'eruvo. Good. So we'll define that case in the Gemara. Hanosin es eruv be'iburo shlir. So if a person puts his Eruv, we'll say in the boundary of the city. So remember again, we've spoken about this before. The Iburo Shal'ir is the 70 and 2/3 Amma extension that every city has. So if you put your Erev in that 70 and 2/3 extension, the Mishnah says, Lo Asav Lo Klum, you haven't done anything. Now, why haven't you done anything? Because remember, the Tchum itself is measured from where? From the edge of that 70 and 2/3 Amas. So you haven't done anything by putting an Erev inside of that extension. Nas nechutz l'tchum. However, if you went ahead and you put your Erev outside of your tchum, we'll see what that means. Afilu ama achos, even one ama, amad beis, mashiniskar hu mafsid. We'll see exactly what this means. But bepashas, what it means is, what you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction. So we'll say, let's analyze the first case. Kasaka daipa, le mizrach beis, or le mara beis. Suppose, listen to this. So remember, first case in the Mishnah was, I'm standing in the east, and I say to my son, make for me an Erev to the west. And he makes an Erev for me. Suppose, or vice versa. Suppose, so now what the Mishnah teaches me is like this. At the point that Shabbos starts, if I'm within 2,000 amas of my home, I can get to my home. If I'm within 2,000, but more than 2,000 amas from my Eruv, I can't get to my Eruv. Conversely, if I'm 2,000 amas from my Eruv, I can get to my Eruv. But if I'm more than 2,000 amas from my Eruv, I can't get to my home. It says the Gemara, Kasaka daitcha lemizrach, lemizrach beso, or lemayrav lemayrav beso. So we'll say, we assume the Mishnah means as follows. That when the individual is standing in the east, it means to the east of his home. And when it means to the west, he's standing to the west of his home. Or as we'll say, that halacha lemayso, what we assume has happening over here is that I am standing to the east or to the west of my home. So my home is in front of me, and I'm asking my son to do what? To place the Erev somewhere past my home. If you want to see, this is picture 225. 225. So 225, Rabbi Osei, is the way bepashtos we understand the Mishnah. That's what we're assuming is the case of the Mishnah. 225, 226. So Osei, so now watch this. Says the Gemara, so bishlama heimena ula beiso apayim amo. So if you say that halacha lamaisa, so from me to my home is 2,000 amos. Ula eruva yoser mikan, but to my Erev is more than 2,000 amos. So we'll say, so again, that's picture 225. I'm within 2,000 amas of my home, but my Eruv is past my home, and therefore I can't really get to my Eruv. Prabhupada say, what's the case of where I'm 2,000 amas, within 2,000 amas from my Eruv, but more than 2,000 amas from my home? What case is that? Am Rabbi Yitzchak, mi savis lemizrach lemizrach beso lemayrav lemayrav beso lo lemizrach lemizrach beno or lemayrav lemayrav beno. So we'll listen to this. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. The directions mentioned in the Mishnah Avosai are not directions mentioned vis-a-vis my home, but are the directions mentioned vis-a-vis my son. So vis-a-vis my son, some to the east of my son, to the west of my son, and I tell him, go ahead and place the Eruv, you know, to the west or to the east. So then I will say again, my orientation towards my home and towards my Eruv could be in two different ways. However, Rav Shilamar, no. Afilu tema lemizrach lemizrach beno, or lemayrav beso. So I'm sorry, beso, not beno. So I'll say, Rav Rashi says, no. Let's understand it ultimately again as we read the Mishnah originally. When it says that I am standing in the east, it doesn't mean to the east of my son or to the west of my son, but rather again, it's talking about my directional orientation vis-a-vis my home. I suppose to say, I don't understand, how could I have a case where I am within 2,000 amas of my Eruv, but not 2,000 amas of my home? Again, the picture we have in our mind is like 225. that halacha lamaisa, we're always focusing again, always focusing past. We're always focusing past the home. To which the Gemara says, Kigon, the kai besa ba'alach suna. Oh, we'll say, what's the case? See, we're assuming that we're dealing in a linear case where my home is in front of me, my Erev is in front of me. Therefore, I can't imagine a case where halacha lamaisa, ultimately, again, I'm hitting my Erev before I hit my home. But what's the case? The case is where everything is at a diagonal. Everything is at a diagonal. So we'll say that's picture 227. So if you can imagine, again, I'm standing at a diagonal to my home, a diagonal to my Erev. And I'm telling my child, I'm telling my son to place my Erev for me. So what happens over here? So halacha lemaisa, you could have a case where sometimes the home is within 2,000 amas, sometimes the Erev is within 2,000 amas. So therefore the Mishnah is telling me in this case of the diagonal, if my son, if my home was within 2,000 amas, but my Erev is further than 2,000 amas, I can go home, can't access my Erev. Or if my Erev is within 2,000 amas, but my home is past 2,000 amas, I can access my Erev, but I can't access my home. That's the case of the diagonal. Good. So let's go right there. Says the Gemara, Anosin Erev B'Sochi Bura. So I'll say if a person goes ahead and places his Erev, remember again, with so Mishnah said, if a person places in his Erev inside of the Ibur, right? The Ibur is at 70 and 2/3 amas. Lo asav lo klom. He hasn't done anything, which makes sense because at the end of the day, your tchum anyway is measured by the edge of that 70 and 2/3 amas. But then it said, about something very interesting. But then it said that if halacha lamaisa nasno chutz letchum, if you placed your Erev outside of the tchum, even one ama, what you get on one side, you lose on the other side. So the Gemara says, chutz letchum sagadai tchum. Are you putting your Erev outside of the tchum? Also, you're not allowed to put your Erev outside of your tchum. And if you put your Erev outside of your tchum, that's an illegal Erev. Rather, we'll say what it means is outside of the Ibur. So we'll say what it's saying is like this, that halacha l'maisa, the way Erev would work, is that in the event that you go ahead and you place your Erev somewhere like right by the edge of that 70 and 2/3 amas, or even right outside of that Ibur, that could work. But outside of the tchum, we'll say, so in other words, remember again, The tchum is measured from the edge of the extension, 70 and 2/3 extension. You have 2,000 amas from there. You could effectively place your Erev anywhere within those 2,000 amas. That's what extends your Erev out. So if you place your Erev inside of the Ibor, inside of the 70 and 2/3 extension, you've gained nothing. But if you place your Erev outside of the 70 and 2/3 extension, as long as you're within 2,000 amas, from the 70 and 2/3 extension, that's how you gain area with your Erev Tchum. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem at the two dots tomorrow. Shkoyach.